Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The New England Patriots are about to give up that crown as Super Bowl champions. I guess they can enjoy it for a couple more weeks, but we are counting down to Miami at Super Bowl 54 and the Niners and the Chiefs. And one of those franchises will see its fortunes changed forever. We talk about the money that goes into football and all the stress of preparation and setting rosters and hiring and firing coaches and the dark times that you go through in a rebuild, which we have seen with the San Francisco 49ers recently. And yet, if you can win a Super Bowl, it is all worth it and then some. This is franchise defining. Even though the Niners have a Super Bowl in their past, in fact, have five wins, it's been a while, and this is a completely different franchise now. It's the same thing for the Chiefs, but I don't need to tell you that. It's been 50 years. They've worked for 50 years to get back to a Super Bowl. And it's awesome to think about what happens 2 weeks from now. I mean, in 2 weeks, we will have a new Super Bowl champion. And again, lives will be forever changed. We are taking our show on the road to Miami, just as we have done for the last several Super Bowls. Really looking forward to it. We'll have three shows from our affiliate. It's actually in North Miami, 790 The Ticket. And we'll be on Radio Row Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday afternoons. I don't know the setup. I've seen I want to call it a seating chart, but it's not really that. I've seen a chart, a diagram of where CBS will be set up inside the Miami Beach Convention Center. And I know it's always a madhouse. And so I'll fly down on that Tuesday morning. In fact, a week from this morning, I will be getting ready to head to the airport. And we'll get set up and we'll figure it out together. And sometimes it's a little crazy and a little nutty. And producer Chris is working on our guest list already. And so we're always excited to bring you these shows. I appreciate it. The opportunity to have some FaceTime with various members of the media, but also with movers and shakers and names inside the football world that otherwise we just don't have access to. So it's a culmination of what's been a really long season of a lot of hard work. Really proud of the work that we've done here, proud of Dave and Chris and how they've contributed. And I know that our listenership, our audiences, they grow during football season because you love it as much as we do. And this is it. It all comes down to Super Bowl 54. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Millions of Americans finance the homes of their dreams with their help, and they can help you too. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. So you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. I like it when you tell me this is a really tough question. And then also on our Facebook page, what is the best Super Bowl of all time? So open-ended. And so many possibilities, depending on when you grew up and how old you are and when you started watching football and how you watch football and what you value in a game. I mean, I think there are certain qualities that lead to a compelling sporting event. I one time set out to define the perfect sporting event, and I made an entire list of qualities that I needed if I was going to point to one particular game or event as the perfect event. It was kind of fun to do that. I think over the course of my career, I've encountered a handful of them that I would say are the perfect sporting events. Competitive, good to the last drop. To me, that is the quality of the best Super Bowl ever. It has to be one that kept you hanging around and kept you wondering until the very end. But I'm only one person, and you get to have your opinion. So what's the best Super Bowl of all time? Again, on Twitter or Facebook, our phone number, 855-212-4227. We'll get right back to your calls here in a second. And even if you can't remember what date it was, And you can only remember a few details. I've got my list, my handy dandy list of Super Bowls up in front of me because I can't remember all the dates. I wasn't around for all of them, obviously, and can only remember so many of the dates and so many of the details. They all tend to blend together. So we'll get back to more of your reactions to our Twizzler Tuesday question. We also have our Monday MVP poll up. It's become a two-horse race, and so you can find that on social media as well, and we'll reveal your choice later on this hour. I mentioned this a couple times, and I want to make sure I give you the actual numbers. Believe it or not, Sunday's championship games pulled in the smallest average audience in more than a decade. Isn't that odd? We saw the numbers for the first two rounds of the playoffs go up, up. In fact, the numbers for divisional weekend were humongous. And we already knew the wild card ratings were the best in, I think, 4 years, but they were up 5%. No, 7%, excuse me, up 7% on average from the year before. But for whatever reason, and I don't really know the reasons, there's a lot of speculation for why Sunday's TV ratings fell double digits versus a year ago. But even if you think big picture, smallest collective audience since 2009 for Championship Sunday. CBS had the AFC Championship. That was Chiefs over Titans. And Titans had a double-figure lead in the first half twice. Now, the game still averaged 41.1 million viewers, but it was the smallest audience for the AFC Championship since 2009. So 11 years. Then we had Fox with the primetime game of the Niners and the Packers, but the Niners were up 27-0 at halftime and still ahead 34-7 to start the fourth quarter. And so that's part of the reason. That one makes sense because it was a game that was a blowout. It had 43.6 million viewers. Now, it's always going to be higher when the game's in prime time. But it's down by, and they're still figuring out the numbers. These were just overnight ratings. But it's down by at least 19% from the game in that window a year ago. Now, a year ago, you may remember the games were switched. It was the NFC Championship that was early. It was the AFC Championship at Arrowhead Stadium that was late because it was the Patriots. It was Tom Brady. It was Patrick Mahomes, who was soon to be the MVP. And so the games were switched. And so that also factors in. But together, Sunday's games averaged about 42 and a third million. So we're talking about 42.35, we'll call it. That's what the two games averaged. 42.35 million. But that's down 14% from last year's average rating, which was just under 49 million for the two games. And some of the reasons that I'm seeing, the blowout for sure in the late game, though that one still had better ratings than the early game. The fact that the conferences were switched, though I'm not really sure why, I don't know why that, I'm not a good person to ask because I'm so embedded in the sport. But there's been some speculation about the fact that you had smaller TV markets. So Nashville, Green Bay, although all of Wisconsin obviously was watching, Kansas City. Yes, you have the Bay Area and San Francisco. Still, I think with the, and again, I'm not a great person to ask, but I think with the storylines and the star power, it was surprising to me. The blowout for sure drove some people away. But that's really interesting because it bucks the trend of what we've seen from the postseason last year, but also earlier this season with the two rounds that we saw already, which the ratings were way up. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Some of you finding me on Twitter and letting me know your favorite Super Bowl. Actually, not really your favorite Super Bowl. The best Super Bowl of all time. Vinny says the Titans, the Rams, the first Super Bowl of the 2000s. the two teams not expected to be there, literally inches from being the first Super Bowl in overtime. Yeah, and actually, we have since had a Super Bowl go into overtime. That was Patriots and Falcons, the first one ever. So he says the first Super Bowl of the 2000s, so the first Super Bowl of the century, and it was Rams, Titans, it was Kurt Warner's NFL MVP campaign, and that was played in Atlanta. Dana says so many great games. I will go with Super Bowl. I have to do my Roman numerals. Super Bowl 47, San Francisco versus Baltimore. I love the Harbaugh brothers coaching against each other. Ravens 34, Niners 31. That was in New Orleans. It was our first Super Bowl here at CBS Sports Radio. The lights went out, and so we had to wait through a major delay in the second half. In fact, I think it was coming out of halftime or early in the second half. And then the Niners had this big comeback. And that was, of course, Colin Kaepernick as the quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers. Brian says Patriots versus Panthers. So that goes back. I'll have to look at the date. But that goes back to the Jake Delhomme years in Carolina. So, let's see. That was Super Bowl 38, the 2003 season. And that one took place in Houston when it was Reliant Stadium. Patriots over the Panthers, 32-29. Jake Delhomme was an undrafted quarterback, and it was such a cool storyline. Kind of a rags-to-riches story for him as the quarterback. And, man, they did make it really interesting at the end. Jason says, Super Bowl 51, Patriots down 28-3, first overtime game. Let's see. What else do we have? Oh, I like this answer. Randy says, the next one will be the greatest Super Bowl of all time. Very clever. Very clever. All right, so you can find me on Twitter or on our Facebook page. Chris says on Facebook, the best Super Bowl for me was the Har Bowl. Ravens 49ers in 2012 season. It was 2013, like we just talked about. And she loved the fact that it was brother versus brother, Jim and John. Now, Kyle Shanahan is attempting to become or to make it the first father-son duo ever to win Super Bowls in NFL history, as Mike Shanahan won a Super Bowl, a couple Super Bowls with the Broncos in the late 90s. And so here now, Shanahan can continue that family legacy.
It feels pretty cool. I mean, probably like you'd expect. That surprises me, but that is pretty neat. Now, hopefully the goal will be hopefully to win one.
Yes, that would be the goal. I mean, there's a long way to go for him to work on his Super Bowl etiquette and his Super Bowl press conferences. All right, we'll get back to your calls, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Thanks so much for tuning in. Our Twizzler Tuesday question, what's the best Super Bowl of all time? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast. His heroics made us swoon this weekend.
I'm the best ever.
I am the greatest.
Now it's time to name the After Hours Monday MVP. I need a hero.
Kendrick Bourne in a bunch formation. Debo behind Emmanuel, the point of the bunch. They're going to gun run. Mostert off the left side. Breaks a tackle. 25, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown. Three receivers are tight left, three receivers right. Debo goes in jet sweep motion. They give it to Mostert off the left side, gets wide. A stiff arm on Martinez down the sideline. Raheem Mostert does it again. Kittle and Bourne are tight left, just outside of Staley. Garoppolo got a handoff to Mostert, a cutback run. 10, 5, touchdown! San Francisco, Raheem Mostert has the hat trick in the first half. Garoppolo under center from Green Bay's 23-yard line. Juszczyk at a true eye. They're going to run it again. Wide stretch run to Mostert. Gets the edge left. Cuts back inside. Raheem Mostert has four rushing touchdowns and the most yards rushing in a playoff game in 49er history.
I can't believe that I'm in this position right now. And I did the things that I did tonight. And I would like to thank God first and foremost for blessing not only myself, but everybody in the organization to be in the position that we're in, to get the win and to move on to Miami, you know, my home state. And, you know, I can't believe it that I'm still being able to play, you know, at my home state. This is so surreal right now.
Raheem Mostert, the MVP of the NFC Championship, for sure. 220 rushing yards. Not only was it a franchise record, but his 4 touchdowns were the most ever in a conference championship game. And he's the reason why Jimmy Garoppolo had an easy game. That's his word, not mine. Greg Papa with the calls on the Niners Radio Network. Thanks for all of your votes. Raheem Mostert also ran his way, into your Monday MVP hearts. So now we're on to something different. Twizzler Tuesday. What is the best Super Bowl of all time? I'm reserving some of my votes because I want to hear from you and I don't want to steal your thunder, but I would love to hear from the guys too. So Chris and Dave, if you want to get ready to answer yours, and let's talk to Edward, who's in Ontario. Welcome to After Hours.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Okay, so you already mentioned the Broncos' first Super Bowl, but I got to go with
their first Super Bowl
third.
Win. They lost a few times before they won.
Yeah, well, okay. Yeah, the few blowouts with Elway, but yeah, so I got to go with Super Bowl 50. I just love the storylines, the number one offense, number one defense. I love the in with the new, like, kind of like the old versus new, and all the turnovers and the Von Miller strip sacks. I might be a little biased as a Broncos fan, but oh my God, it was just amazing. I couldn't stop screaming at the TV. So
that was a little tense at the end too. I mean, I know the final score was 24-10, but as you point out, there were some big defensive plays that kept it that way. That was against the Panthers, who were, what, 15-1 that season, and Cam Newton was the MVP. And I think for Peyton Manning, there was a lot of talk that he was going to retire. It had been a really difficult season for him, battling through injuries. And because 2 years before that, Peyton Manning's Broncos had been completely obliterated by the Seahawks, it was an opportunity for a little bit of redemption there.
Yes, it felt so good because that Super Bowl 2 years ago, like the first snap was a safety, I'm pretty sure, went over Peyton Manning's head.
Yeah.
And that was just the worst. So, yeah, it was awesome. But thanks for taking my call and have fun in Miami.
Thanks, Edward. Good to talk to you. 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line. Sponsored by Geico. Whether you own or rent, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. It's easy. Mike is listening in San Diego. Welcome to After Hours.
How you doing, Amy? Long-time listener.
Cool.
I'm going to go with Super Bowl V with Jim O'Brien kicking the winning field goal as time expired.
Okay, and who was playing in Super Bowl V?
It was the Cowboys and the Colts. Cowboys-Colts.
Right, just so people know, not the Indianapolis Colts, the Baltimore Colts.
The Baltimore Colts. And I had a chance to get to know Jim O'Brien. He's still mad as heck that he didn't get the MVP, and they ended up giving it to the defensive player on the opposing team, which is a rarity.
Interesting.
In the Super Bowl.
I didn't know that. I can see it right now on my list. It's Chuck Howley. That's his name. But I did not realize that he was a defensive player for – so you're saying he was a defensive player for the Cowboys.
For the Cowboys who lost the game, yeah.
Right. Interesting.
So, he's still smarting over that. 30 years later.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Well, some grudges never die.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Amy.
Thanks right. for listening in San Diego. Yep. Let's talk to Mike, who's in Alabama. Welcome to After Hours. What's the best Super Bowl ever?
I'd have to say it was the very first Super Bowl I ever saw. I was a teenager. I was more into baseball then. But then I saw this Super Bowl 25. It was the Giants versus the Buffalo Bills. If you remember, this was the game that got kicked off by the best rendition of the national anthem I've ever heard.
Yes,
with Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston.
And then, there was patriotism was high then. It was the beginning of the Gulf War.
Right.
But the game itself was incredible. You had Otis Anderson from the Giants rushing like crazy. You had Stephen Baker, the touchdown maker. Jeff Hostetler was a backup quarterback, and he was he won a Super Bowl as a backup quarterback. You know, you had all the great defensive players from Buffalo, you know, the Scott Norton missed field goal at the end of the game. It was, I fell in love with NFL football at that moment.
Scott Norwood, wide right.
That's right.
Yeah. That was long before I mean, I was a fan of football then, but I don't remember all the details because I was long before I was working in the business. But I do remember watching Whitney Houston, and I remember that was my absolute favorite part of the game. And I also remember the feeling when I saw Scott Norwood go wide right and how badly I felt for him. So I was obviously much younger, and just my girl emotions. I felt so bad for him, and I still remember his face after he missed that kick, and of course the cameras focused on him forever.
Right. Well, everybody remembers the last second of the ball game. It was right. Scott Norwood, but the game itself was incredible. It was back and forth. I mean, they were fighting tooth and nail to get first downs. It was incredible, an incredible game.
That part I don't remember. I just remember Whitney Houston and Scott Norwood. Those are the two things I remember. But I appreciate that. You're right. Super Bowl 25, and that would have been early in 1991. And actually, I have since done an interview with Thurman Thomas, who talked about, because that was the first of the four consecutive Super Bowls the Bills went to. And he talked about seeing Whitney Houston sing, or and also talked about the fact that it was so patriotic, and that the Giants and the Bills, their primary colors are both red and blue, and so there was just red, white, and blue everywhere. He remembers the patriotism being so high that was a major feeling even in the stadium at that time in Tampa.
Oh, it was. It was a fantastic game. And thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for listening in Alabama. 855-212-4227. So what do you guys think? Do you have a favorite? Not a favorite, sorry. Best Super Bowl of all time.
I do. It was Super Bowl 40, Super Bowl XL. That was the Steelers and the Seahawks.
Super Bowl extra large.
Extra large with the Antoine Randall L pass. I remember that was the first full season of the NFL I ever followed, like, religiously, like all the stats and the players and the teams, and I really got into it. And Sean Alexander had that monster season that year, and I remember being obsessed with that gadget play. And then going forward, I would always look for the cool running back tosses and all that kind of stuff in the NFL going forward. So that one always sticks out for me.
Hines Ward. That was the Hines Ward Super Bowl. What do you think, Dave?
So it's one you actually mentioned before. It's Super Bowl 43, that Steelers-Cardinals Super Bowl. The game itself had so many different big plays and big moments, and just the Holmes catch on the side, like in the side of the end zone. That image is like ingrained in my brain, and I didn't have a rooting interest in terms of either team. It was just so entertaining and competitive, and you know, went down to the wire. So that's the answer for me.
I actually think that in my lifetime, I appreciate and enjoy Super Bowls more when I do not have a rooting interest, when I don't have a feeling one way or another. It's extremely stressful when it's your own team. And as a kid, growing up as a Broncos fan, I remember sitting through 42-10. I remember sitting through 55-10. Those are two of the losses that the Broncos suffered. And it was painful, but I really enjoyed games in which the Broncos were not involved, because then you can kind of take your poor fan heart out of it. So what is the best Super Bowl of all time? On Twitter, Carl says the two first black head coaches in the Super Bowl, which would have been Super Bowl 41. He says Lovie Smith of the Chicago Bears and Tony Dungy of the Indianapolis Colts. That would have been early in 2007. And it was also Peyton Manning's first Super Bowl win. But yes, it was historical for other reasons as well. That one took place in Miami, too. Miami has seen some pretty incredible Super Bowl memories. On Twitter, on Facebook, it's your Twizzler Tuesday question. Best Super Bowl of all time. 855-212-4227. Thanks for joining us After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Toss to White. He's in! Patriots win the Super Bowl! Brady has his fifth! What a comeback!
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
It wasn't that long ago. Three short years. Super Bowl 51. First game I've ever seen in person. First Super Bowl that I've ever seen in person. And it's the only one ever to go into overtime. Patriots over the Falcons after Atlanta was up 25 points. And Tom Brady was the Super Bowl MVP, though there was debate about who it should be. But NRG Stadium in Houston, that was the last time Kyle Shanahan experienced the NFL's championship game. And now here he is 3 years later as the head coach of the Niners. I wonder if he thought it would happen this quickly. So in a moment of truth, let's say he has to take truth serum. Do you think he believed he would get back to the championship game this quickly? Maybe. Maybe he's that confident and was sure that he and John Lynch could turn things around in San Francisco. But I wonder. Maybe he thought he would never get back and that was it. In the moments of devastation, I could imagine. We sometimes let our brains get the best of us and they run wild and they conjure up all these what-if scenarios. 855-212-4227. Also on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and on our Facebook page. Hashtag Twizzler Tuesday, baby. Well, not the baby part, unless you want to. We're asking you, what's the best Super Bowl of all time? Joe on Twitter says Saints versus Colts and Peyton Manning. Sean Payton calls the onside kick to start the second half. Saints recover. Also an interception by the Saints to ice the game. Definitely remember watching that one. And that goes back to, let me see if I can find the date here. See, the dates I cannot remember off the top of my head. I'm no good at that. Let's see. Indianapolis Colts against the Saints. Well, the Saints, actually, this one I would remember because we just talked about it earlier in the regular season. It had been a decade since the Saints won their Super Bowl. And so, yes, that would have been Super Bowl 44 going back to early 2010. Drew Brees, the New Orleans Saints, obviously the healing salve for that entire region in the wake of Hurricane Katrina and just what it meant to the city of New Orleans and the surrounding area. Guess what? That was also in Miami. So it's really funny to look because the Pro Football Reference website has not only the name of the stadium, but also the city where the Super Bowl was hosted. And it's really funny to think about or to read the different metamorphoses of the stadium in Miami. So it has been the Orange Bowl, of course. I first remember it as Joe Robbie Stadium. It's been Pro Player Stadium. It's been Dolphin Stadium. And now it is Hard Rock Stadium? Is that what it's called now? Shoot, I have a hard time keeping up with all the names. I still think of it as Joe Robbie Stadium, actually. But I think it's Hard Rock now. Yeah. Oh, it's also been Sun Life Stadium. It's been a lot of different. It's got a lot of aliases. That would make a great crime drama. 855-212-4227. Kevin is in Georgia. Welcome to After Hours. What's the best Super Bowl of all time?
How you doing, Amy?
I'm good.
Yeah, for me, it has to be Arizona and the Steelers. San Antonio Holmes said, time to be great, and that catch he made him great. You can't tell me there's not a better Super Bowl than that, except for the one where Eli Manning beat him when Tyree made that catch. Those are my two favorites.
So those are just based on moments.
Yeah, but you got to remember, in the Arizona game, they went back and forth. And I mean, Kurt Warner, at one point, I thought him and Larry was going to pull it out. But in the last few minutes, the Steelers wanted it more. I mean, that game just had so much excitement, you didn't know what to think.
Yeah, that was a great game. I was rooting for Kurt Warner and Larry Fitzgerald. Certainly, their comeback was really exciting. But yes, the Steelers, the San Antonio Holmes catch, I mean, that's one of those memories that you never forget. That, I think, is the last time I went to a Super Bowl party. So that's something else I remember about that. But for sure, that was some incredible experience. Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you. Have a blessed one.
Let's talk to Gregory, who's in Jacksonville. Welcome to After Hours. What's the best Super Bowl ever?
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
How you doing?
I'm wonderful.
Fantastic. You know, I got to give you some props. I waited forever to get on this doggone line, like 30 minutes I've been waiting. But I want to give you some props because I waited just so I could talk to you because, to me, you are the Pat Benatar of sports radio.
Thank you.
Kevin, Now, my best, I say the most accomplished one would be the 72 Dolphins, because that was their the season where they went undefeated.
Right.
But the one that I like, the one that means the most to me, I'll say, would be the one where, I don't remember who Doug Williams played, but him and Ricky Sanders and their team just had a ball that particular Super Bowl.
The Redskins?
Yeah, the Redskins.
Yeah, no, I remember it because it was against my Denver Broncos. It was 42-10. Yeah, it was Doug Williams. Yeah, Doug Williams made history. I remember all the history associated with it because I was a brokenhearted young Broncos fan.
Well, I was glad to break your heart on that one.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. Doug Williams was the Super Bowl MVP. That one took place in San Diego, and it was Super Bowl 22. So Redskins over the Broncos 42-10. And then 2 years later, the Niners one-upped them and beat the Broncos 55-10, which was worse. If I remember this correctly, I'm not going to look it up right this second. I think the Broncos were up 10-0 against the Redskins, and then they came back and scored 42 unanswered points and buried them. If I remember correctly, they were up in that game originally.
Check this out. It's going to be, if San Francisco wins, do you think that Mike Shanahan will get a ring too?
Why, is he employed by the team?
Well, not necessarily, but his son is the coach.
Right.
I would be something, wouldn't you think?
Honestly, I don't think Dad would need a ring. He's so proud to not only to have his son be coaching, and he talks about how nervous he gets, but the fact that it's with an organization that has always meant so much to him. I mean, the ring, that's great bling, but just to be there and to witness it, I think would be all the memory he would need.
I give you that. But that's why you are the sports radio talk host and not me.
Thanks, Gregory. I appreciate your phone call.
You. Have a blessed one.
Let's talk to Michelle, who's in Texas. Welcome to After Hours. What's the best Super Bowl ever?
Hey, Amy. What's up? I wanted to say that I think the best Super Bowl I had ever seen was between the Cowboys and the Bills. I think it was the second one between them. And it was the blowout that really just like stood out to me, because the Bills were such a talented team, and you had all these Hall of Famers on the field at the time, and it was just awesome to watch. But you have the Cowboys just kick the Bills' butt, and they were just such a super talented team, and it was just like, wow, how did this happen? But yeah, that's my favorite Super Bowl.
Well, there were two. Yeah, but I'm not asking your favorite. I'm asking you the best one. Those are different. But there were two, as you say. The Cowboys beat the Bills 52-17. That was after the 92 season. And after the 93 season, which was the Bills' last run, it was 30-13. So those are the Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith days.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And, to me, that was, I think the blowout was probably the best Super Bowl.
Well, yes, as a Cowboys fan, it would be. But I'm asking you to think not as a Cowboys fan. I'm asking you to think about a Super Bowl that was good for everyone else to enjoy, too. But
I
understand.
That if that's the case, then I would say the Patriots in Atlanta whenever, Atlanta gave up that super big lead.
Right,
to the Patriots,
25-point lead.
And the Patriots came back and just,
Mm-hmm. I know. I was there.
Did their thing. So.
Yes. All right. Well, that one I feel like is one that the entire country is like talking about, buzzing about. Still, we have it come up every now and then. But I, the Cowboys, it's been a while. So I guess if you want to think back to that one, I understand.
Not cool, Amy.
I mean, you just need to follow directions. The question was the best Super Bowl ever, not your favorite. Thanks, Michelle.
Thanks, Amy.
Bye. So, honestly, if we're talking about Patriots Super Bowls, I agree with Patriots Seahawks just because of the stunning ending. But honestly, if I'm thinking about best Super Bowls of all time, the first one that came to my mind actually was the Patriots' first Super Bowl win, which would have come against the Rams 2001? Was it 2001? And so that was actually the 2001 season. That was the one that first popped into my mind as I'm thinking about best Super Bowls ever, because that was the Adam Vinatieri kick. It was the greatest show on turf. The Rams had already won a Super Bowl. And so for them to be back there and to be taking on these upstart Patriots, and it was really, it wasn't, you know, you think Patriots, now you think dynasty, but this was way before that. This was the first one that they'd been in since they had gotten demolished by the Bears going, you know, way, way back into the 80s. And so the way that Tom Brady kind of introduced himself to the NFL world and, the way that that whole season unfolded, to me, when I think Patriots Super Bowls and I think dramatic moments, I mean, that was a 3-point spread. And I get it. The overtime game was fantastic. The game against the Seahawks, same thing. But that's actually the one that I think I will forever remember, just like, wow, I can't believe that just happened. And I was in Oklahoma at the time. And so, you know, as a New Englander out in Oklahoma, it was like stunning to watch it unfold. And yeah, and that was really the beginning. That was the beginning of what we see now with the New England Patriots. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. Chris on Twitter says Rams versus Titans or Steelers versus Cardinals. We're getting a lot of Steelers versus Cardinals, which I definitely agree with. Shannon says Super Bowl 13. Both teams were two-time champions. Both teams loaded with talent. It was like a prize fight with the score going back and forth all night. He doesn't say which team, so I will say which teams. It was Steelers, Cowboys. That was Pittsburgh winning over Dallas. Terry Bradshaw was the MVP, and it was the Orange Bowl at that time in Miami, Florida. Let's see. Another tweet, Packers versus Broncos, Favre versus Elway. That was awesome. That was late 90s. Doug Williams, Lenny says Doug Williams had 4 touchdowns in the second quarter of the Redskins' victory against the Broncos, and he was the first African-American quarterback to win a Super Bowl. Let's see. Andy says Super Bowl 20, best defense ever, Monsters of the Midway. And that goes back to is that not the game I just talked about, I think? Yeah, Bears against the Patriots. And the Bears with the Refrigerator Perry. William was his first name, right? William Refrigerator Perry. He was the character. That's all I remember. It's not all I remember. I remember the defense. But Refrigerator Perry is really the theme that I take away from that Super Bowl. So you can find us on Twitter, also on our Facebook page. What's the best Super Bowl of all time? Alex on Facebook, the Giants wrecked the Patriots' perfect season with one of the last plays, the one-handed catch. That was David Tyree. Let's see. Clarence says Super Bowl 23, the Niners beat the Bengals 20-16. Joe Montana told the team in the huddle to look in the stand. He sees John Candy and then takes them on a game-winning drive. Wasn't that Boomer Esiason's Super Bowl? Yes, Boomer's actually going to join us during Super Bowl week, as he always does, and we'll have to ask him about his memories of that game. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.